Who doesn't use a supermarket loyalty card? You don't use them.
Nope.
Do you get the discount anyway?
Yes.
Okay. Good for you. In Massachusetts, there's a law, and just for those of you who may not know this, there is a law in Massachusetts that if you go to the cashier and say, and then she says, you know, do you have a Stop and Shop card? And you just say, please use your card, and they have to take the one that the cashier holds and give you the same discount. Okay, but that's only because someone in Massachusetts was enlightened up. I bet it isn't that way in most states. Or as they said to my wife the last time, she tried this. The guy said, "Well, okay, this time." I told her. She said, "Well, there won't be another time. Because I'm going to a different supermarket. If that's your attitude, okay." Last slide for me, and then I'm going to let Tyler take over for the last 10 or 15 minutes here. Check out Looped. I won't say anything more about this, but, you know, Looped. Do anybody know what Looped is? Anybody use it? Looped is a mobile tracking app, so you can just find out where all your friends are, connect with friends, turns your mobile phone into a social compass with detailed maps that show where your friends are and what they are doing. And this is actually, it is kind of fun to know whether your friends are in the neighborhood and who and all the rest of that. And I kind of think that this is one that we're all just going to get used to. And, you know, just like not having a Facebook account, you'll be kind of a social outcast in 10 years if you're not carrying something around that tracks you all the time. It will be presumed that if you're not, it's because you have something to hide. And I think the something to hide argument is one of the most pernicious parts of this privacy thing. As we try to talk about, as Brandeis and Warren talked about, we haven't talked about some of the philosophy and, you know, in theory of this, but I want you to read those. You know, give you some, you know, something to think about. There are reasons other than privacy. There are reasons for privacy other than hiding bad stuff about yourself. That's, I guess, if there's one moral that I want you to take away from that chapter, you know, that's it. Privacy serves, you know, a socially important function. It allows social experimentation and social progress. And the constant sense, if we move into a world where there's a constant sense that somebody knows everything about us all the time, I think socially we're going to lose something that's very important about human society. Mm-hmm. But there we are.